News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk, WKNI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. A little bit yesterday and said, you guys get ready as we're going to talk project graduation as Natalie and Julia joined me in studio as we talk Auburn High School and project graduation. And morning. Welcome, by the way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
And I will say Beth Whitten volunteered them to do this. And so, Beth, we have questions for you. I'm just kidding. I know she's listening this morning. I'll start with you guys as far as what project graduation is. This is something that I remember from years ago taking place. And then, of course, when COVID hit, it stopped. And so we took a little pause, and now it's back. So if somebody is new to it or not involved in it or hasn't been involved with project graduation, what is it?
Well, it is a national program, actually.
Okay.
And AHS parents participate and organize an evening for the graduates, and it's immediately following graduation. This is not a school-sponsored event. Mm-hmm. It is totally run by parents. The purpose is to provide just a safe environment, no alcohol or drugs. This year's theme is a luau, and it goes from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m., so hopefully they'll be in their safe place for as long as we can keep them there.
So I'm sure from 10 to 3, do y'all have activities planned during that time for them to be involved in?
Oh, yes. There are lots of lots of games, music, lots of food, lots of prizes. And with the games, they win some funny money that they can buy prizes with, and there will also be drawings and things off and on during the night. Lots of opportunities to win prizes, great prizes.
I was going to say, we'll talk about the prizes in a little bit, because through the years, I've been actually amazed at what you guys are able to secure and get in and try to get these guys that they can, guys and girls that they can win because of this. Is this a requirement for the senior class, or they volunteer to come?
It's definitely not a requirement,
okay,
but we hope they all want to come. Seniors can purchase a ticket for $35, and they have the option to each bring one guest with them that is, I think, between 10th grade and under 21, as long as they're under 21.
Mm-hmm.
They can purchase a guest ticket for $50. The seniors all receive a T-shirt and a goodie bag as part of their ticket. And we especially would like to thank Auburn Opelika Tourism for sponsoring those T-shirts and our goodie bags this year.
Yeah, they're big partners of ours as well. So it's great that they're getting involved. In the bullet points, it does say, and I guess I'm wondering this too, of why they should attend this.
Well, the first thing is just honestly the great prizes and the last chance to have a good time with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah, because let's call it what it is. I mean, in high school, I know you think you're very close, but then when you start dispersing and going to various colleges and universities, you lose touch with some, you don't see some. So this is kind of a last hoorah, I guess you could say.
Yes, it's definitely a last hoorah, and they can just have fun.
Mm. You guys mentioned that there's a cost, $35 for the ticket for the senior, and if they have a guest, by the way, can't be over 21, minimum 10th grade as well, that they can bring with them. That's a $50 ticket. But you also need, you mentioned to me right before we came on there, community to get involved as well. How do they do that?
We need volunteers for so many things. They can help run our games, help with security, help serving food, set up and break down. Everything is the night of graduation, May 23rd, rain date, May 24th. We can have sponsors that can help underwrite the cost of project graduation with food, entertainment, prizes. We've had so much support from the community, a great response from the community already, but there are still ways to support us.
Mm-hmm.
We could always use more prizes. That's the primary incentive for them to attend. Our goal is to provide over $30,000 in prizes for the graduates to win. And if they own a restaurant and would like to donate food, if they own a business, would like to donate any kind of prizes, anything, we would certainly appreciate their support in any way.
I know that this has turned out to be something that's gotten bigger over the years. And as far as the help needed, do they need to call you guys, or is there a website that they can go to say, hey, I am interested in doing something?
Absolutely. There is or Facebook and Instagram pages. Those are called AHS Project Graduation 2024. And they can also email us at AHSProjectGraduation2024@gmail.com.
We will talk a little bit about some of the prizes that they can receive once they go to this project graduation. It will take place. It is the night of graduation, right? Didn't we get?
Yes,
didn't we
May
say
23rd.
And
Thursday
so keep that in mind. Where is it going? Where are you guys going to house these people?
They're going to be at the Auburn Junior High Field House.
Okay. Know exactly where you're talking about. Got one there, too. All over the place. One in high school, one in junior high. That's it, though. We're done. We're not doing it anymore. So, Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station as we talk project graduation with Auburn High. We'll talk more about that momentarily and how you can get involved. That's coming up next.
News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to news talk station.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We're talking project graduation with Auburn High. And I had mentioned, as we talked with Natalie and Julia, we were going to talk about some of the prizes. And I can just tell you, this is not even a full list of what you guys have. And there's still some very cool stuff that the seniors will be able to win.
There are a lot of fun ones. We've got some big screen TVs.
Mm-hmm. We've got paddle boards. We've got iPads, laptops.
Things that they'll need for their dorm rooms, mini fridges, bedding. I mean, from big things to little things.
I heard you guys mention AirPods.
Definitely.
I mean, that
a couple of pair of AirPods,
yes.
An electric scooter to get from their to their classroom.
Yes.
A big one that the girls are really excited about is the Behind the Glass $1,000 gift card.
Yes.
Shopping spree. So they're that got a lot of attention.
Of course, they can get they get their entire closet stocked whenever they start heading on, off to school, so they can get that as well. So I find it interesting is again you can learn more. You can email them AHSProjectGraduation2024@gmail.com if you would like as well. You can find them on Facebook as well as Instagram. Let's talk about some of the sponsors. The reason all this is available is you guys have got sponsors to help you out as well.
Yes, we do. We actually had different sponsor levels, anywhere from a mentor, which is any amount lower than $250, then a senior student supporter, which is $250. You could be a friend of Project Graduation for $500. The spirit level, which is $1,000. The Eagle level, which is $2,500, and then the Tiger level, which is $5,000. And we actually do have a Tiger level sponsor, and that is the...
we have two of those, I think.
Two of those, sorry. The Auburn Opelika Tourism and the Auburn Industrial Development Board. And we just couldn't would do it with, you know, that huge support.
Well, one reason being is I think some of these guys see that this is could be the future of our community. I mean, this is one of those cool places that I've talked about this with the Chamber as well as tourism and some other people at Downtown Merchants Association. We're in the few communities that a lot of kids, even though they graduate and they may go off to school, they still come back and they live at home. I mean, some of the people that work here, they're Auburn High graduates that they went through the program. And they did. They went to school. One lady that we have here, she even went off, got married, moved out of the way, and then came back. So I think that people like the Industrial Development Board and tourism, I think they see that people will come back to the community and give back.
And Lynch Automotive also is one of our $5,000 Tiger sponsors as well. And yes, I completely agree with you. It's whatever, you know, these kids are going to give back to our community, whether they're going to school, whether they're going to work. And we just want to be able to support them as best as we can.
And you'd said needing the help, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, but as far as the volunteers, is it anything they could do leading up to that night? Some may say, you know what, man, 10 to 3 a.m., I don't know if I can sit in there and run games. But still, there are various ways they can help, right?
We've had so many parents already helped. We've started forming committees. There has been a lot of behind-the-scenes work already, for sure. The main way to help now is just securing more sponsors for us, reaching out to people that may be interested, whether it is cash donations, food donations, prize donations. Plenty of ways to support Project Graduation.
Yeah, that's the biggest way right now.
Yes, so financially, if you guys are wanting to, if they want to just, can they drop off a check somewhere? What if they said, I mean, would the high school know what they're doing if somebody said, I just want to drop off a check somewhere?
The best way would probably be if they send us this email, we can come to them and pick up a check.
Okay, so keep that in mind. Again, that email is easy to remember. AHS Project Graduation 2024 at gmail.com is going to be the easiest way. And we'll have this up on the website a little bit later on as well. And so that way you can re-listen to it, and we'll even put that on the title. We'll put the email so that way you can reach out and make something happen for them as well. Got to take our final break of the hour. We come back, we'll wrap things up. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. We talk Project Graduation through Auburn High School.
Covering what's happening in the great state of Alabama, you're listening to Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. We talk Project Graduation. All right, one thing we didn't get to is we need to talk some, as you mentioned, Julia, some logistics. Is number one, registration is going to end on April 30th. So if you were a parent out there listening this morning, or even one of the students listening with your parent riding into school this morning, you need to go ahead and get registered. How do they do so?
They can do that at ticketstripe.com.
Okay.
The website is ticketstripe.com/ProjectGrad2024.
Okay. We will put that on the website a little bit later on as well. That'll be up after 9, so that way you guys can handle that. What else do we need to get to? Y'all are writing some stuff down frantically over there.
No, there also is a contract that the students and their guests have to sign.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can be, they could get that in the library at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to get that and turn that in as well.
Okay.
But yes, April 30th is the deadline, and if you're a student or a parent, we want you to know that the students have until 11:30 to get to project graduation. So there's been concern there's not time to get there. Well, they don't have to be there right at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
They can have up till 11:30 to get in.
And you guys were telling me, too, because we were talking about the activities, and he and I go back a long way. DJ Oz is going to be the DJ, and I think y'all brought up a good point. A lot of these kids have grown up with him being at various schools and doing stuff with them and for them throughout all these years.
That's right. I'm sure a lot of them remember him from their elementary school
days. Oh, there's no doubt whatsoever. What else do we need to get to? Anything else before the top of the hour cuts us off?
We want to thank our Spirit Level sponsors.
Okay.
We are so appreciative of all of our sponsors at every level. At the Spirit Level, $1,000 sponsors, we've got Rapa Automotive, Roots Real Estate,
mm-hmm.
and Kathy Powell State Farm. Think were there some others?
No, I think that's
behind
it.
The glass.
Yes, mention behind the glass as well. Who's going to be provided? And speaking of which, if you are a business that is listening this morning and you would like to get involved, number one, financially, or a donation of prizes that they can win, you can get in touch with them. It's pretty easy to do so. Can they just hit that Gmail up that we talked about earlier?
Yes.
Be sure to email ahsprojectgraduation2024@gmail.com. This is going to do nothing but help go towards the kids and help keep them out of trouble that night as well. Project graduation that will begin at 10. They have until 11:30 to walk through the front doors, though. It's going to be at the Field House at Auburn Junior High, and you can find out more by following them on Facebook. You can follow them on Instagram, or you can email them again at ahsprojectgraduation2024@gmail.com. Julia, Natalie, thank y'all so much for coming in.
Thank you.
So much.